It might be nothing, but it could be something. From the 12th of March to the 29th of May, 2021. Using Birmingham as a case study for broader developments and issues in urban planning, counter-terrorism and security, this project considers how research can both inform and benefit from artistic exploration and seeks to encourage critical conversations by exposing and challenging prevailing assumptions about what, if anything, can make us feel more secure in urban spaces. The exhibition presents diverse research developed by artists through Insecurity, a collaborative project between academics led by Dr. Katerina Karcher from the Humanities, Engineering and Social Sciences at the University of Birmingham, and a group of five artists based across the UK. Originally, it was imagined the project would be presented in the public realm, but as the challenges of 2020 have revealed themselves, the artists have instead developed works for the gallery and online. Alejandro Asin's Duty or Freedom explores the malleability of the terrorist definition in the UK, legalization as something vague, broad and widely criticized by experts, courts and academics. Here, the law becomes a metaphorical knife, which can be used as a tool, but also as a weapon to shape historical narratives or slice civilian rights with problematic counter-terrorist measures. Using text, sculptural, objects, photography and video, a scene highlights the blind spots of what can be considered a terrorist suspect. The work juxtaposes a case of state terrorism in the UK, the Iraq War, which hasn't been accounted for, with current counter-terrorist measures like the Stop and Search program, which has been widely criticized for its racial bias. Faisal Hussein's works incorporate, isolate, and re-present academic reports which analyze the prevent channel de-radicalization processes. Stop Colonizing Our Futures, the illuminated sign installed on the front of Eastside Projects, builds on 8 years of working in the context of the public urban space, disrupting the everyday and questioning perceived threats. The set of illuminated bollards which guide your route through the exhibition space are representative of the reordering of cities for protection, repositioning and reconceptualizing their purpose and function. The text chosen evokes emotive responses and questions, and questions the terminology and often radicalized nature of the legalization. Rebecca Huxley's live research website, www.gt.lightdark.space, explores how our understanding of darkness and its relation to safety is compiled from our social, cultural, geographical, and historical experience. Her work examines what kind of knowledge these experiences produce by experimenting with an adapted methodology for ground truthing during COVID-19, which combines data analysis, image processing, storytelling, archival practices, and field studies. Through this process, Huxley has been considering how these collective processes might create alternative practices of care and ontologies for addressing light pollution and its impact on both human and more than human. The website will be continually updated with new material throughout the exhibition, responding to environmental and location-based constraints, with content including audio tours, visual essays, and a publication created over the duration of the exhibition. Tamara Kamatani's work is informed by Project Champion, when, in 2010, over 200 CCTV and ANPR, automatic number plate recognition cameras, were installed in two predominantly Muslim areas of Birmingham. Paid for by central government's counter-terrorism fund and presented as an endeavour aimed at combating crime and improving the safety of the area, the project's actual purpose was not disclosed to the local council and was subsequently met with severe backlash from the community. Kamatani's work produced through this research project reflects on the language and the peculiar methods used in the aftermath of the surveillance crisis, employed in the effort to undo the damage and regain the trust of the community. As part of her insecurity research residency, Chloe Sammy interviewed a group of women living in Birmingham about their feelings around personal safety and terrorism in the city, with the goal of understanding their personal perspectives. Through the interviews, it became evident that, for the majority of the interviewees, terrorism was much less of a concern than the perceived threat from men in their day-to-day experience of walking around the city and their local area. A trained singer, Sammy used four of the interviews to create an operatic score, setting fragments of each of the women's interviews to music in rondo form, a recurring ostinato of "Shall we ever see the end of all this?" inspired by Menotti's opera, The Consul, repeats in between each story, linking them with the same underlying emotion that the women share.